Blog Talk Radio.
Praise be to God, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, the Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dupos from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us with a mighty word. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, salvation, and healing through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is worth.
Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Psalms. Amen? That's the book of Psalms. And when you get to Psalms, go to chapter 119 and go down to verses 41 through 48. That's Psalms chapter 119, verses 41 through 48. Amen. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. And it says, wow, W-A-W is the chapter of the verses of this scripture. And it says, Lord, give me your unfailing love, the salvation that you promised me. Then I can answer those who taunt me. For I trust in your word. Do not snatch your word of truth from me. For your regulations are my only hope. I will keep on obeying your instructions forever and ever. I will walk in freedom. For I have devoted myself to your commandments. I will speak to kings about your laws, and I will not be ashamed. How I delight in your commands. How I love them. I honor and love your commands. I meditate on your decrees. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. So here in these verses, the writer was talking about keeping the laws and yet being free. Contrary to what we often expect, obeying God's laws does not inhibit or restrain us. Instead, it frees us to be what God designed us to be. By seeking God's salvation and forgiveness, we have freedom from sin and the resulting oppressive guilt by living God's way. We have freedom to fulfill God's plan for our lives. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we offer thanks for your blessings upon us. We come bringing gifts that are but indications of the generosity of your provision for us. We remind ourselves that every beast of the forest is yours, and the cattle on a thousand hills are yours as well. Help us to use our gift to proclaim the gospel to the ends of the earth and to minister the needs of unfortunate about us. Bless these gifts and multiply them to your honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Again, we look at some of the prayers prayed by the psalmist and let his prayers become our prayers. As we read these prayers from Holy Scripture, it is entirely appropriate that we say amen to his prayers, and thus make them personal. Amen? Praise be to God. My text for this message is coming from Psalms chapter 119, verse 41 in the RSV Bible. And it says, "Let thy steadfast love come to me, O Lord, thy salvation according to thy promise." Praise be to God. And the title of this message is Prayer and the Promises of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Tonight, my message is divided into three paragraphs. Amen. In Psalms 119 and 41, a prayer for the pouring out of God's love. The New International Version translates this verse, "May your unfailing love come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your promise." Here the psalmist was asking God to demonstrate his love for him. Amen? Perhaps we ought to pray that the Lord will open our eyes and help us to see his continuous efforts to show us his love. Praise be to God. And Psalms 119 and 43 says a prayer for adequate speech at all times. Often, we find ourselves speechless when we have opportunity to witness or to help someone. Later, we say to ourselves, "Well, why didn't I think of it at the time?" Excuse me. The psalmist had similar experience. Praise be to God. He speaks of those who taunt him because of his faith in the Word of God. In verse 42, the people of God have enemies who taunt them and criticize them. Amen? Some try to imitate us, and we are afraid to speak to them as we ought. In verse 46, the psalmist prayed that God will give him adequate speech. Because sometimes when we're speaking to others about the Word of God, we get a little scared sometimes, or fearful, or we don't know how the person is going to react. Amen? But keep the faith. God is our mouthpiece. Amen? So the New International Version translate verse 43 says, "Do not snatch the word of truth from my mouth, for I have put my hope in your laws." Let us pray that God will help us always to speak for him as he would have us to do. Amen? So don't be afraid to speak to others about the Word of God. God will give you the courage and the strength and the faith to speak his words. Prayers of affirmation. In verse 44 in the NIV says, "I will always obey your law." Verse 45 in the NIV says, "I will walk about in freedom, for I have sought out your precepts." Amen. Verse 46 in the RSV says, I will also speak of thy testimonies before kings. Praise be to God. And verse 47 says, expressions of love and praise. I delight in your commands because I love them. Amen. And in verse 48 in the NIV says, and I reach out for your commands, which I love, that I may meditate on your decrees. Praise be to God. And so, Lord, I have by faith thy mercy in view. Let me, by prayer, prevail to obtain them. And when the salvation of the saints is completed, it will plainly appear that it was not in vain to trust in God's word. We need to pray that we may never be afraid or ashamed to own God's truth and ways before men. And the psalmist resolved to keep God's law in a constant course of obedience. Without backsliding, the service of sin is slavery, and the service of God is liberty. There is no full happiness or perfect liberty but in keeping God's law. We must never be ashamed or afraid to own our religion. The more delight we take in the service of God, the nearer we come to perfection. Not only consent to his law as good, but take pleasure in it as good for us. Let me put forth all the strength I have to do it. Something of this mind of Christ is in every true disciple. Praise be to God. And at this time, my conclusion of this message is simply this. In each of these great affirmations, we should be able to unite with the psalmist in petition to God. So let us join him in prayer and say from our hearts, amen and amen. To God be the glory. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it is to me. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of faith after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and falling short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you to the family of God. And the next thing you have to do is to find yourself a good Bible-based church to further your Christian walk. Amen. Let us pray. Dear God, we want to thank you for all of those things you do that we never see, helping us get through each day safely and making sure our families is protected and all right. And all of the other countless blessings we do not see. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Again, at 7 p.m., our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a word from the Lord. You can call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection. After this selection, I will come back with our devotional message. Amen. Praise God.
So let's live forever.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace and mercy, which woke us up this morning and kept us safe through the night. For bringing us to a brand new day, we are blessed, your holy name. We remain forever grateful for our homes, work, and families, and pray that you will send angels to protect us. And may you mend every broken heart, touch all who need healing, comfort all who moan, and bless them, those with financial needs. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, why don't we just open up our hearts and let Jesus come in? Praise be to God.
Open up your heart and let Jesus come in. Open your
be to God. Open up your heart and let Jesus come in. And now it is time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled Conformed. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from 1 Peter, excuse me, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 through 15. Amen? That's 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 through 15. And it says, do not be conformed to the former lusts which were yours in your ignorance, but be holy. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. How do we change from business as usual to walking in God's will and becoming people who exalt him? Question. Today's verse admonishes us. Do not be conformed. The Greek word for conform here is synchematizo, which means to adapt yourself, your mind, character, and behavior to one's pattern. It can mean being stamped by the likeness of something. If you have ever seen a charmella jump from green grass to a brown branch, you have seen this concept in action. The chameleon also instantly changes to blend in with its new situation. That's those little lizards that changes to different colors to hide themselves and blend in with their surroundings when the enemy is around. Amen? It protects itself by conforming, by avoiding standing out, and that's what we do. It is interesting to note that Peter does not attribute our sinful acts to being enlightened to worldly ways, but to our ignorance, we don't know any better but to protect ourselves as the Cameron does. However, because we know Jesus as our Savior, we don't have to keep being blinded to what we are doing that undermines our well-being. We can be pressed into his likeness instead. However, that means we must take what he says seriously, regardless of what he addresses in our lives. We obey and allow him to transform us into his image. To God be the glory. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is on to me. Let us pray. Jesus, conformed us to your image. We follow you. In your name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our devotional message for this evening. At this time, I will play another selection while we are waiting on our speaker for this evening. Amen. Praise be to God. Nothing is impossible for God.
Through you, I can do anything. I can do all things. 'Cause it's you who gives me strength. Nothing is impossible. Through you, blind eyes are open. Strongholds are broken. I am living by faith. Nothing is impossible.
Promises fulfilled. I ask for you to take my hand and lead me in the ways you best see fit and fill my heart with the kindness you bestowed upon me. As you are impartial, please help me to treat all as equal, whether faced with fortune or adversity. Please allow all that I do while on this earth bring nothing but praise and glory to your name. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. So again, you are listening to Pray One for Another Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose will come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So while we are waiting for our speaker, I will play another selection. Amen. Praise be to God. Father in heaven, thank you for this new day. Thank you for the opportunity to begin again. I choose to press forward and keep believing for the dreams and desires you have placed in my heart. I trust you today with everything that I am. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Again, we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. And at this time, I will play another selection on to the next level. Praise God.
Until the next level, our God is always in control. No matter what you're going through, he's taking you.
God, again, we're waiting on our speaker for this evening, and while we are waiting, we're going to call on the name of Jesus. Amen?
Throughout my life, there have been many trials and tribulations, but there's one thing I come to know, without a doubt, is that God can and God will. Therefore, I know I can always. When you're feeling down, you need to know that there's a safe place you can go to share your despair. Fall down on your knees, they help you save your feet. Cast your cares on him, he'll supply all your needs. Friends and family, they can walk away. But when you call on God, he'll come and save the day. He loves and cares for you, and he will see you through. You both can walk hand in hand through the storm, he will say.
And full of grace and grace. My role as a leader better recognize something like a preacher. From dust to dust, I fall down to my knees. I wipe my slate clean from my mind at ease. He's the rock that I always can lean on at all times. A name I can call on. Jesus.
Praise be to God. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise be to God. It's in your hands.
I just don't know what's going on with this weather. Do you know it was thunderstorming a few minutes ago? Yes, it was. I said, what is going on?
My
Look,
goodness.
I had to hurry up and print out my note. Because you never can tell. You just never can tell with this weather. Just,
that is true.
I don't understand. Is it raining in New York or any place else?
Oh, no.
Wow.
The sun is shining beautifully here.
Just pouring down rain. Well, it stopped now, but Anyhow, we have an awesome, awesome word tonight. Thank you, God. Bless the Lord. I mean, I say that every time he gives us a word, but it's all good. It is all always so, so good. Yes, it is.
Good. To the last drop.
You're right. Good. Just like that.
Good. Yes,
my
Lord.
My goodness.
Thank you.
I am going to make sure I leave room for this word because I got to get it all in. Make sure I don't miss anything. Thank you, God. We thank God. Woo, I'm so glad. The kids have gone back to school. Thank you, God.
Whoa.
And, yeah. I don't know what these schools are doing nowadays. Who makes the kids come back in the middle of the week? I'm going, whatever happened to starting out on a Monday?
Exactly.
Well, no, they started yesterday. But I don't know about anybody else, but I do know that I prayed for hours on their way back to school. So I know yesterday morning, 6:30 in the morning, they all was getting a little text. Okay, Grandma's praying that you have a good, blessed day, a productive day. And they're like, Grandma, must you? Yes, I must.
You must. Amen.
Yes, I must.
Amen.
You know,
we
hear all the stories. You know, we hear all the stories. We don't know from day to day what is going on in those schools. We just don't know.
Mm-hmm. Really don't.
You know, we don't even know what's going on the school buses.
Hey.
Right? Because now you got kids going, losing their mind, going, oh, I don't like her. And they just want to cancel out the whole bus.
Mm-mm.
So why am I saying this? I'm saying because it's a new year, a new school year, and every parent out there, every grandparent, every auntie, every uncle, you should be covering these kids in prayer.
Absolutely.
Cover them in prayer. Yeah, absolutely. It's no more, you know, young people going to live to be. No, we don't know. Cover them in prayer. There's too much going on in the world right now. Cover them.
Praise God.
Thank you, God. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you this evening, oh God.
Thank you, God,
for allowing us to see another day, oh God. Thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do, oh God. Thank you for never giving up on any one of us. Thank you for your mercy and your grace, oh God. Thank you.
Yes.
Father God, where would any of us be without you? But I'm certainly glad we don't have to find out.
Amen.
Thank you, God, for your presence, for your loving kindness, for your...
Yes,
Father God, you know, you woke us up this morning, clothed in our right mind,
divine
healings in our body. Thank you for that. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that you even created an opportunity. You created an opportunity for us to see others in need and be able to provide for their needs. Thank you, God. Yeah, because a lot of us, all of us have been in a place that we needed God to show someone that we were standing in need of help. And so, God, when you allow us to be the person that's helping the one that's standing in need, we can only say thank you. Because other than yesterday, there go I. It would have been me. So thank you for the people that you touched their hearts enough that they would want to help someone out. Thank you, God, for all you've done, all you're doing, and all that you're going to do. Now I'm going to get out of your way, oh, God, and allow you to speak this word, oh God, that all under the sound of my voice are going to be lifted up, encouraged. All are going to be blessed, and you and only you will get the glory. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, God. Whew. Whew. I tell you, I constantly get reminded, whew, I ain't no young chick no more. I ran down those stairs to get some water. All I did was go down the stairs. Came back, I can't even catch her. I like, oh, Lord Jesus, all I did was get some water.
Ooh, no.
Ooh, don't go running no more, cat. Don't go running. We are in for a treat tonight. Thank all of you that have tuned in tonight. And even if you haven't tuned in, thank you anyway. Because there's going to be a day you're going to wish you could have tuned in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you, God. Here we go. It's going to be short and sweet.
Amen.
Ooh, we're coming from the Old Testament tonight. And it is a familiar scripture. We're coming from 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 1 through 7.
Amen. 2 Kings.
Thank you, God. You know what? A lot of times we look at the King James Version or the NIV or the NLT, New Living Translation, whatever translation that you can understand what's being read, that's the translation you use.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It doesn't matter if someone else can look at the Amplified or someone else can read from the New King James. If you need the NIV or the American Standard, whichever Bible you can understand, that is the one you use. Yeah, because you got to understand that God has told us, and all thy getting, get understanding. Okay? It cannot transform you if you don't understand what he's saying to you. Right? Because you're going to be walking up and down not knowing at all what God is talking about. Yeah. Well, I don't, okay, yeah, I got it. No, you didn't get it. Because if you got it, you wouldn't have that look on your face.
Okay, that's
one
right.
of the things that I used to do when I was in new members class or Bible study or Sunday school, every time I was teaching, guess what I was doing? Looking around the class. Because I'm teaching adults, you know, folks over 18. I'm teaching adults. So I'm looking at their faces while I'm walking up and down. Why? Because I can see the person that's concerned. Yeah. When you're speaking about something and they don't understand what you're saying, they'll get this look on their face.
Yes, yes.
So that tells me not to call them out. It just tells me to break it down just a little bit more.
Amen.
And then after you break it down, you look out there again. And you see them go, oh. Well, if the Bible says, in all thy getting, get understanding, then I'm assuming that he also means, in all thy teaching, teach with understanding.
Amen.
Yeah. What's the sense in talking to an audience and they never understand a word you say?
True.
And I have been in those kind of churches. I don't know where they got this from years ago. The pastors were showing off, and they were showing us that they could preach in Greek or Hebrew or Spanish. And so we all sitting there, and they talking all good, and we going, wow, that sounds nice. Huh. I wonder what they're saying.
Exactly.
We didn't understand what was being said because, you know, they were showing off, and they talking in their language, and we're like, okay, uh-uh. So what you going to do, preach all over again? Because we didn't get none of that, right? So you got to cater to the audience, and the audience will always see anyone under the sound of your voice. They need to understand what you're talking about. Amen? Now
Amen.
Let's get into this word.
Amen.
Woo-hoo! Okay. 2 Kings 6, 1 through 7 says, "Now the sons of the prophets said to Elijah, 'Please take note that the place where we meet with you is too small for us. Please let us go to the Jordan where each of us can get a log so we can build ourselves a place to live there.' 'Go,' said Elijah." "Then one of them said, 'Please come with your servant.' 'I will come,' he replied. So Elijah went with them, and when they came to the Jordan, they began to cut down some trees. As one of them was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head fell into the water. 'Oh, my master,' he cried, 'it was borrowed.' 'Where did it fall?' asked the man of God." Oh, my goodness. Thank you, God. I like that. "Asked the man of God. And when he showed him the place that it had fallen, the man of God cut a stick, threw it in there, and made the iron float back up. 'Lift out,' he said. 'Lift it out,' he said. And the man reached out his hand, and he took it out." Amen. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
We see here, oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Ooh, the title of this message is, my goodness, "The Condition of the Loan." My goodness, glory to God. The title is "The Condition of the Loan." We see in the first verse that it's talking about the sons of the prophets, right? And they saying they were talking to Elijah, who took from Elijah a double portion of his anointing, right?
Yes.
But what was going on? You got to get into the word. You got to get into the commentary to see what was going on. There was a school that they were meeting with Elijah, who was teaching them some things. Come on now. You've got to let the Holy Ghost show you what's going on here. So when they say the sons of a prophet, they were learning, right? And they saying to Elijah, "You know what? The place that we meet, we can't meet there anymore. It's getting too small," right? And so I like this because I looked at that and I went, sure wish that was my testimony. Yeah, you think that I don't want to be, as a pastor, I don't want to be in a position where I can say, you know what, the place that we go to meet with the Lord is getting too small. We're going to need a bigger place, because you know what that means? They were growing. Yeah, they were multiplying in numbers.
Amen.
Every time they went there, someone else came in, someone else came in, someone else came in. I said, oh, my goodness, wouldn't I like for that to be my testimony? Yeah, I want to get to a place where while we're teaching about God, the numbers are growing. And we can
say,
Lord, we can't meet you in this building no more. It's getting too small. And believe it or not, I have been in that place years ago. Yeah, years ago I was teaching, and the place where I was teaching, it got a little small. And so I had to move into another location and then another location, and I went, wow, this feels good. It feels good that you have that many people thirsting and hungering to hear God's word.
Amen.
Yeah. You know, nowadays we're walking around with people belly all full. They're not hungry. They ain't thirsty. We're like, what is going on? They're just full. You know, and you know what happens when you get full? You get sleepy. So don't try to teach nobody to work or they falling asleep.
That's true.
And I don't know about anybody else. I hate it. Now, I just told them on Sunday on Zoom, it takes a lot for someone to preach on Zoom and on Blog Talk Radio because you got to put an extra zump into that. Why? Because you can't see nobody. You usually don't get no feedback. So you got to keep on pushing, hoping you didn't put them all asleep. And to my son, I know my son is out there listening, one of my spiritual sons, and he's going, are you trying to call me out, Miss Kathy? No, sweetheart, I'm not, because I ain't saying your name. They don't know who you are.
Nope.
But I have a son that his thing is, Miss Kathy, at least I'm on the line. I said, bless your heart, at least you're on the line.
That's true.
Right? But a lot of times he's tired and he'll go to sleep. So I can't see that. And I don't know if it's a good thing that you can't see when people fall asleep on you or it's not. But I would hate to be standing in front of the congregation and I'm looking out and I can see half of the folks all sleepy.
Oh,
now
man.
You see why those pastors say, stand up. Everybody stretch. Take a stretch. Because they're getting tired of you falling asleep on them. Especially if they can see you, because here's the thing, it's rude, it's a distraction, and it doesn't feel good if you're the pastor.
True.
It doesn't feel good at all.
Not at all.
You know, because you're saying to yourself, oh my Lord, I can't even preach in a manner to hold their attention.
Mm.
So now, I like the fact that they went to Elijah and said, we can't meet here anymore. The place is getting too small.
Yes.
And I, the first thing I said was, Lord, let that be me. I want to get into a place and we meeting with you, God. And then I go, oh, y'all, we got to move to a bigger building. Yeah. Yeah. That means we got that many people coming to hear the word of God. That's
Amen.
All that means to me. Right? And it feels good.
Yes.
My goodness, glory to God.
Yes.
And so they said, they told Elijah, they said, please let us go to the Jordan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yep. Here's the thing, these are men of God. Yeah, mm-hmm. These are men of God. They ain't training with these men of God. They said, let's go to the Jordan, get a log, and build for ourselves a place to live.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, a place to live? What's that about? Because just a minute ago, you said y'all not able to meet where y'all used to meet because it's getting too small. And now you're saying you need a bigger place. I said, oh, my goodness. They were meeting in the homes. Yeah. They were meeting in the homes. Because now they didn't say, let us get some logs and go build us another church. They said, mm-hmm. let's go build other places to live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what yep. God tells us to despise not small beginnings.
That's
sometimes
right.
Sometimes you got to start in your home.
Yes.
You know, you might have a little small Bible study or something in your home. But nowadays,
yes.
Everybody done got so private. Oh, I ain't having everybody coming up in my house. Oh, no, they never come to my house. Hello? Really?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know those people, honey. I can't have everybody coming in my house. And you're saying to yourself, but you're a pastor. And they're saying to themselves,
mm-hmm.
but because I'm a pastor, that's why I don't want everybody in my house.
Wow.
The last time I checked, you are supposed to put the sheep ahead of you, the work that you do for your father, ahead of your own personal needs, which means there are times when you may have to start out in your home.
That's true.
Yeah.
Jake started
I tell
of
you
his
the
home.
Truth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get to the point where I feel like, oh, I don't want nobody in my house. I don't want nobody to come to the house.
Oh, no.
Now, I don't get it twisted. I have met some whippersnappers, that I don't want to have come to my house, but I will let them come.
Mm-hmm.
But I look at it and go, oh, good Lord, because, you know, I look on TV and I see all those movies where they say, don't let Billy come to your house. Billy going to leave with something he didn't come with. And I said, oh, Lord, everybody got a Billy. Because they will come to your house and get little things they didn't start out with and leave.
Absolutely.
My sisters, listen, my sisters could tell you, every time I went to one of their houses, I already knew I was going to leave with something, so I wore big clothes. Because I had a couple of sisters, they like to pat me down, search me on the way out. So I got good. I started hiding it right in the open. So while they patting me down, I got it in my hand.
Mm-mm.
And I'm going, what are you looking for? What are you looking for? Now I have it in my hand, holding my hand out. Going, what are you looking for? And they pat me down. Even though, you know what, the sad part is, I'm putting a secret out there now. They're going to be like, oh, so she had it in her hand, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because I knew they was going to pat me down because they knew I was going to take something. Because I'd be like, oh, where you get that from?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, keep my eye on that because she's getting ready to take it. So what I started doing was the thing that I wanted, I wouldn't say, oh, where you get that from? I said about something else. So while they're looking at that, I grabbed the thing that I want. Oh, help me, Jesus. Thank God. Thank God I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. I don't do that anymore.
Praise the Lord.
I know my baby sister will be saying, yes, she do. Yes, she do. Don't let her trick y'all. She ain't changed. And so now we're seeing that they were meeting in the home. And they were getting too small. So they asked Elijah, let us go to the Jordan. We can build for ourselves places to live, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so Elijah said, okay, go. They said, look what they said. Well, hold on. Can you come go with us?
Hey.
Elijah said, yes, I'll go with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got to understand the dialogue that's going on here, who they're talking to. They're talking to the man of God.
Mm-hmm.
And back in those days, talking to the man of God was just as good as talking to God.
Yes.
Yeah. So a lot of times when they're talking to the man of God, that respect is right there.
Amen.
And so he said, go. Now he done gave them permission. Why?
To go.
As soon as they said it, he said, go.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say, wait a minute, let me pray about this. Let me think about this for a second. Let me see if it's the will of God. He looked at them and said, go. They said, we want to go. He said, go. Sometimes, you know, these pastors, they be coming up to me and you telling them stuff and they go, wait a minute, let me pray about it. Let me go before the Lord. Okay, well, you do know that I hear from the Lord, too. I wouldn't have came with something that I knew God wasn't in agreement with.
Mm-hmm.
Elijah looked at them and said, go. Right? You know why? Because he already knew their motives. At the end of the day, God was going to get the glory out of what they were doing.
That's right.
Yeah. He said, go ahead. Go.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. We got to get back to that place that the God in us, the Holy Ghost has given us a spirit of discernment. Why? So we don't have to keep going to God saying, what do you think? What do you want? Now you have a spirit. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. You have a spirit of discernment. That means that you're carrying God's spirit within you.
Yes.
Ooh, help us, Jesus.
Lord.
And because you're carrying God's spirit within you, the spirit of God that is in you is looking at that thing already and able to tell you yea or nay right then. Ooh. I tell you, the devil has duped a lot of us.
Oh, yes.
Because in the time that you're taking to pray about something,
mm-hmm.
you've already passed the time. Yeah. You do know that God is a God of season, time. So
yes.
He does things in a timely manner. So when he puts something in your heart to do, or there's something in your heart to do, huh, that's going to glorify him?
Mm-hmm.
Why take up the time to take any couple of days, let me pray about it. That means that the Spirit of God is not operating in you. Because when people are talking to me and they're telling me something, guess what I'm doing? I'm already touching base with God while you're talking.
Okay. That's what those...
Lord, what you think? What's going on? Help me, Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And before you get to the end of your sentence, I already know if God said it or did not say it.
That's right.
I ain't got to wait. Mm-hmm. I can ask God right then, why are you talking? There are times when people can come on you and the Holy Ghost is already letting you know, be careful with this one.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And you go, ooh, I just got a feeling on the inside something ain't right. Yeah, that's the Holy Ghost. He's letting you know
mm-hmm.
it's not right what's getting ready to come upon you. Stay alert.
That's right.
Wow. That's good right there. Thank you, God.
Amen.
And so he looks at them. He says, go. And so then the guys go, okay, we got permission. But one of them said, hey, can you come and go with us?
Mm-hmm.
And I like that.
Yes.
Because not only did they get permission, they said, wait a minute. We need your presence there as well. Why? Your presence is going to be symbolic of God's blessings with us.
Ooh,
that's why.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on now.
Thank you, Jesus.
At that, and I'm going, whoa, when was the last time we went to God and said, God, can I go over here? Can I do this? Can I, whatever? And
mm-hmm.
God said, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then mm-hmm. we go, wait a minute. Are you going to be with me, though? Can you go with me?
That's it, right?
Guess what?
There.
9 times out of 10,
he's
when we ask
there.
God for something,
mm-hmm.
he's already there. But guess what? He wants us to ask him to come there, though.
That's it. Praise the Lord.
You know how many times I would look at my mother and I would say stuff, and she just had this little look on her face, and I said, what? And I said, I wasn't going to ask you because you're already there. She says, I'm sitting here don't mean I'm listening because you ain't asked me to listen. I'm like, wow. Oh, well, can you listen? I can listen now because you asked me to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, how do you sit there and you not listen to what I'm saying? Oh, she can sit there, be looking right past you at the TV, don't hear a word you say.
Absolutely.
But here's the thing. Even though God is right there,
mm-hmm.
he, my goodness, glory to God,
mm-hmm.
he wants us to give reverence to him.
Yes, yes.
To acknowledge him.
Yes.
The word of God says, acknowledge him in all our ways. He's going to direct our paths, right?
So right.
he wants us to acknowledge him and say, Lord God, I know you said I can go here, but you're going to be with me, right? You going, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, look at this. Moses, right? God
yes.
was sending Moses into the promised land. Moses said, I ain't going without you, though. You got to go with us.
Absolutely.
Now, he's God. Moses mm-hmm. know he's God because he was just talking to him from a burning bush.
Yes.
Come on now. So Moses has an idea who
yes.
God is.
Uh-huh.
But he still looked at him and said, now Moses had to know, you're going to be there before I get there.
That's right.
Right? But Moses still turned around and said, you going with us, right? I ain't going without you.
I ain't going
we
nowhere.
We have got to get to the point
mm-hmm.
that we've got to look in God's word and allow the Holy Ghost to dissect it for us so we get all the meat out of it. We
mm-hmm.
need to get everything that God is trying to tell us. God is saying, yeah, I gave you permission, but quit going without me.
That's right. That's what we do.
Right? Yeah, I'm already there. I'm in your future, I'm in your today, and I'm in your yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to know that you know you need me.
Yes.
So you have to open your mouth and say, you're going to be there with us, right? You're going with us, right? Yeah, I'm going. I'll be there. But guess what? As soon as they said, well, come and go with us, man of God, Elijah said, okay, I'll go.
Yep. No
hesitation. You know what that means?
Mm-hmm.
You know what that means? That means that God is waiting for us to acknowledge that we need him to be there.
Yes.
He wants us to open our mouth and say, God, I will not go without you.
That's right.
You will be with me, right? He wants us to invite him.
Yes.
Look at this. He's looking at the whole world. He knows all of us need to be saved, but he still won't save us until we ask him.
Ask. That's why he says,
come on
ask
now,
and you shall receive.
Because here's the thing. He could just do it, but he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
He's waiting for us to ask.
Yes.
Because in the asking, we're letting him know I need you.
Amen.
My goodness, glory to God.
Praise be to God.
And so he said, yeah, I'll go. Come on now. And so they go, and they start cutting down the trees, and they're doing what they got to do to build their little house. And then one of them, the head of the axe, falls into the water. He goes, oh, master. He said, it was borrowed. My goodness, glory to God. Here it is, y'all. The condition of the loan. Here it is. He says, oh, master, it was borrowed. And he was frantic when he said that.
Oh, yes.
And I love the fact that he was frantic because you know why? A lot of times people borrow your stuff.
Hey.
They don't treat it like it's theirs.
Tell it now. Tell it.
It come back all jacked up.
Mm-hmm.
And they looking at you like, what? At least I brought it back.
Hey.
this is how you giving me my stuff back?
Mm-hmm.
Right? He looks at Elijah. He says, master, it was borrowed. Elijah looked at him. He said, where did it fall in?
Uh-huh.
Now, a lot of pastors, and I have done it myself, we look at this sentence right here and say, where did it fall in?
Mm-hmm.
Right? From what area did you fall?
Mm-hmm.
That ain't what God has given me today. Huh? God is talking today about the condition of the loan. Now, stay with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so he looked at him. He goes, it fell right there. Elijah took a stick and threw it in the water. And the axe came back up.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, my God. If it wasn't for the Holy Ghost, I never would have saw that.
Mm.
Right? Now, here's the thing. Elijah threw a stick in the water. How is the stick in a river going to make the axe that went down float back up? This ain't no pool. It's a river.
The power of
God. He threw a stick in the water and it rolls back up.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a pool, I could see that because the water is isolated. It's a river. It's going up and downstream. You know, so who knows where the axe was? But guess what? God did that for a reason.
Uh-huh.
God did that so we would understand. It doesn't take, glory to God. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take much for God to do whatever he has to do for us.
Praise be to God.
When the blind man needed to see,
yes.
Jesus spit in his hand and put it on the man's eye. Come on
uh-huh.
now. Come on.
Yes.
When the man came and told Elijah, he says, my master's out there, and he's got leprosy, and he wants you to come pray for him to heal. He said, go out there and tell him, go dump himself in the water seven times, and he's going to be healed. Naaman got mad.
Yes, he did.
Naaman said, go dump myself in the Jordan. Do he know who I am? He can't even come out here and tell me, okay, let me pray for you. let me lay hands and go before God. He going to send a messenger?
Yes.
You know why? Thank you, God. God says a lot of us are not getting what we need. Oh, my goodness. Because we're not accepting it from the messenger. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, yes.
You
yes,
guys
yes.
don't recognize when I yes. speak to you. So I've got to come through a messenger to get you what you need. Oh, my goodness, mm-hmm. word of God.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, you need to hear this word. But you can't hear it on your own because you ain't taking the time to read my word or to listen to the audio Bible or to listen to TV or to listen to the radio. So I got to ask Pastor Kathy, can she deliver this word to you that's going to help get you out of a crisis?
Mm-hmm.
I said, wow, God, this is whew. And so he's saying the reason why Elijah threw a stick in the water. Wait, not just any water. He threw it in the Jordan River.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
Only God could have made that axe rise up.
That's right.
Yeah, because that's a river.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The reason why God did that is because God says, you guys need to recognize when God is using unorthodox means to get you what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You guys aren't paying attention. God has already given you what you need.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking at you. He go, they came to me asking for it. I give it to them. They don't even see it.
Mm-mm.
And he's looking at you because he's going, you got it. I already gave it to you.
Yep.
And since some of us are not able to recognize the voice of God, now he has to send it through a messenger.
Yes.
So, but guess what? The messenger doesn't take away from the fact that it's still coming from God.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Just because I'm the one delivering God's word so you can hear it, it does not mean that God is not on board. It's
That's
his
right.
word. Unto the vessel that's delivering it to you.
Amen.
My goodness, glory to God.
Praise be to God.
Mm-hmm. And so God says, I thank you, God.
Mm-hmm.
We have to pay attention because God says, you're asking me for something and you're looking for it to come a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that he borrowed the axe and the axe went into the river, he didn't look at Elijah and go, why are you throwing a stick in there? He didn't care. He borrowed it. He needed to get it back.
Yes.
Elijah threw the stick in the water. Elijah put the hand in and take it out. The guy put his hand in the water and took it out. Come on now.
Amen. Mm-mm-mm.
The condition, here it is, y'all. The condition of the loan is you've got to return it. It doesn't belong to you.
That's right.
It's a loan.
It's a loan.
Now, this is the part that got me. I told y'all, God, he does things in my life, and then later on he has me preaching on it, and I'm going, whoa, so you knew this day was going to come when I was going to need this. The thing that helped me let go of my mother when she left was that God let me hear his voice in a dream. And in the dream, he says, she was only on loan. She wasn't there for you to keep her. I loaned her to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I heard that, I thought he gave me that message to tell one of my sisters. And I went to my sister, and I looked at her, and before I could tell her the message, she started telling me. And I said, what are you telling me for? You don't want to need to know. She was on loan. And because I was trying to convince her that the message was for her, and I kept saying, you don't want to need to know she was on loan. And she's looking at me. She said, Kat, you stupid. If you come to me to tell me the thing that I already know, then who was that word for? And I looked at her and I went, Mom was on loan. She said, yeah, none of us are here to stay.
That's right.
And
we're
just
here temporarily.
Oh. Okay, but here's the thing. The condition of the loan is that you have to return it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But here's the twist. You have to return it in good condition. You cannot return it in good condition unless you seek God's help. You've got to go to God and say, this is, I borrowed this. How do I get it back? And you say, I borrowed myself, yes. Because here's the thing. We don't even know we don't belong to ourselves.
No.
We've already been bought with the price.
Amen.
The songwriter says, my life is not my own. To you I belong.
Yes.
So praise I'm Jesus. On loan to this world. And I've got to return myself.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Back to God. I've got to return myself
Hallelujah.
Back to God in good condition. And in order for me to do that, I need God to help me. I've got to go to him and say, this was borrowed.
Yes.
So he could run. So he could use the water to clean me up.
Amen. Praise
so when I return
God.
It to the owner,
yes,
it goes before him cleansed.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, glory to God.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
So when he says, Kathy, where did you fall at?
Mm-hmm.
Today or yesterday, any one of those days. Well, Lord, you know, I've been falling for some time. The last time you fell, where were you? Okay, I was in the store eating a few grapes and stuff. I was just stealing.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, okay, I'm going to go and take that out of you. But in order for me to take it out, you've got to let it go. Okay, I'll let it go.
Did you?
So how do you do that? You denounce that thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to steal no more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's a grape, a Snickers, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that in me. Because stealing is not of God.
No, it's not.
And so God is using the water. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Here's the clothes. Jesus said, I'm the living water.
Yes.
Right? Living water is going to cleanse. It's going to quench your thirst. That water is going to heal. It's going to do a lot of things.
Oh, yes.
And because of that water, I can return myself to the Father in good condition. When he loaned me out, knowing that one day I was going to have to return myself back to him, he also knew I was going to need him to return myself in good condition.
Amen.
Amen. That's the condition of the loan. You must return it. In other words, you're going to live, but you're also going to die. Now, are you going to be in good condition when you die? Only if you go to God and say, I need your help. This was borrowed, my life. Yeah, Christ already paid a price for it.
Yes, he did.
But I still need God to help cleanse me up. So when I give myself back to him, I'll be in good condition.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you guys.
Praise be to God. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word this evening. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. Praise God. And before we have Pastor Kathy give us the call to salvation and the benediction, we'd like to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word. And we're going to start with our caller, 704-724. God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen. Praise God. 404-368, God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word?
The word was great. I'm sorry I didn't catch it all. I just saw it on my webpage and I pulled it up. I'm so proud of Pastor Kathy and what she's doing for the Lord.
Praise be to God. And 980-417, God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Praise be to God. And Pastor Kathy, it was a wonderful word. I enjoyed every word of it. And the conditions of the loan, it's like when we are borrowed. We're not of our own. Everything that we have is from God. And when we return back to him, we want to be in good condition. So if we don't, if we go back to him and ask for forgiveness of our sins, then yes, and ask him to clean us from all the things that we have done. And because Jesus already paid the price for us, so but in order for us to go back to God, we have to be go back to him in cleanliness. So it was a beautiful word. Yes?
Thank you, dear heart. Thank you. You've got to hear, all of us have to hear the story. The axe fell in the water. He had to go to the man of God to get the man of God to help him get the axe because he said it's wild. We've got to do the same thing. We've got to go to God so that we can return it and return it in good condition. We can't do it on our own.
Absolutely.
God is the only one that can help us get it together so we can return it in good condition. I thank God for this word. I'm trying to tell you.
Amen.
And every time he shows me something else in his word, I look at it and go, wow, wow. Thank you, God. Because we're alone.
Yes,
and all of us already know. God knows I know more than I need to know or want to know.
Yes.
We have to take it in and to take it out.
Yep.
Yeah. And when he says we're alone, why do you think the old folks used to look at you and go, you know you're on borrowed time, right? You're on borrowed time.
Yes, they do.
And we go, what's that borrowed time? Now we understand.
Mm.
We've been loaned to the world.
Yes.
We're not here to stay. And even though it hurts, every time one of us gets returned to the Father, as long as we're getting returned to the Father, it's going to be all good.
Amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, all of you. There's still so many people out there that have not given themselves over to God yet. And God is looking at them going, it's not too late. He says, don't put any focus on what you've done. My only concern is what you're going to do now.
Yes.
After you make this decision, what are you going to do now? Now, Father God, I'm going to seek your faith, your guidance. I'm going to ask you to send me to a good household of faith so that I can continue to learn all the more about you. And in my learning, I can come into that home where I walk in your likeness. I want to be more like you, God, and less like me. And I tell you, once you pray that prayer, Father God, I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins. I believe that your son Jesus died on the cross for my sins. Come into my life. I will make you my Lord and Savior. After you pray that prayer, and he made it simple. Why? Because it's not his desire that any of us should perish.
That's right.
He didn't want to, you know, oversimplify. He had to simplify it, excuse me, so that we would be able to get in. If it was too complicated, most of the time when things are complicated, it frustrates us and we turn it loose and walk away. And God is saying, no, I want to make it easy for them to get in. I don't want to see any of them perish because I love them all. And he's aware of all of our mistakes, all of our wrongful doings, and he still loves us, and he's looking at us going, you know I can clean you up, right? You know I can clean you up. I can return you back in good condition.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father God, for your word on tonight that you gently reminded us. The condition of this loan is that it must be returned. And in order for it to be returned in good condition, we're going to need your help. Thank you, God, for all you've done, all you're doing, and all that you're going to do. I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice, oh God, will take heed to what you're saying. And you're telling us your grace, your mercy is right there for the asking. We've just got to come to you and ask you to do it for us, ask you to be with us, ask you to go with us. We need to ask. The reason why we're asking is because we're acknowledging to ourselves that we need you. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you, God, for all you've done, all you're doing, and all that you're going to do. We ask that you continue to allow us to meditate on your word day and night, oh God, as it is prosperous for our soul. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Praise be to God.
Back to you, Evangelist Hilda. God bless you guys.
God bless everyone for showing up in the spirit. Thank you, Pastor Kathy, for that wonderful word. We love you.
God bless
you. And I hope and pray that everybody got something out of this word tonight. So we want to thank you.
Amen.
Amen. We want to thank you.
God bless you, God.
Glory. Love you. Love you, too. All glory to God. God bless everybody, and have a wonderful evening. And stay safe. God love you, and so do we. Good night, everybody.
All the honor, all the glory belongs to you, belongs to you. All the worship, all the praise belongs to you, belongs to you.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.